Leah Smith, who's she?
Our new person.
In the other valley?
In Overton.
Okay, we're going to call this meeting to order. This meeting has been properly noticed and posted at the Bunkerville Community Center, Bunkerville Justice Center, and the Bunkerville Post Office and Bunkerville Library. Please silence all electronic devices. I have asked Brian Havlin to give us an invocation, and then we'll have the pledge.
Our Father, heaven, we thank thee for this chance we have to be here, and thank thee that we can talk about matters of our community. We're grateful for this opportunity and ask that that would help us make wise decisions and to look at all sides of the issues and to be able to make fair choices. And we say, St. Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Please stand. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Wish that was true.
I gotta know what's on there. What do we?
We got nothing. We got reports. That's all we got.
Oh yeah, we need to talk about that. All right. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Town board members, all five of us are here. Janice, we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Carolyn, our librarian, glad she's here. Okay, we will move on to our administrative actions, the adoption of the agenda. Do we have a motion to adopt the agenda as it's posted?
I move to adopt the agenda as posted for March 31st, 2016.
Seconded?
Yep.
Seconded. It's been moved and seconded that we adopt the agenda as posted. We'll move to item B, the approval of the draft minutes.
From have to vote on it.
Aye. Oh, yeah. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? None. Sorry about that. Approval of draft minutes from January 14th, 2016. I kind of read through
them. Any changes?
There's nothing there. It said approve, that's it for minutes. Other than, so do we have a motion to accept the minutes from the January 14th meeting? Draft minutes.
Sure, I move we accept the minutes from the last meeting, as noted.
Second.
So it's moved and seconded we adopt, approve the draft minutes from January 14th, 2016 meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, approving it unanimously. Okay, item C is a letter of support for continuation of Federal Transit Administration 5311, and we'll sign that at another date and time.
Do you work up here in Bunkerville?
Mesquite.
All right. I'll get up here Monday or something.
Okay. All right.
Because tomorrow I'm in Vegas.
Okay.
There's two letters, actually. Silver Rider. That one's for Silver Rider. The other one is St. George
Shuttle
and St. George Express. And so that the second one is looking to come to town. I talked to Aaron in Bunkerville, in Mesquite. And, you know, the more the merrier, so... You okay with the more the merrier?
Why do we need more?
I think it's the only one, isn't it?
Why do we need
It'll
more
be the
than
only one?
One.
The Silver Rider will be local. The St. George Express will be going
to Vegas.
Well, Silver Rider does go
California.
To Vegas.
California.
I think they're starting to put in California and Salt Lake, too, so I think it'll go.
Yeah, they've added ways. A couple of...
Yeah. So that might actually be good for some people that need to go to the airport and stuff.
And they get federal money if they get welcomed by their community, so you read it.
I think they've been trying to do it for a while. And finally,
probably ever since Greyhound left and didn't stop her anymore.
Okay, we'll move on to item D, public comment. This is voted comments by the general public about items on this agenda only. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the public comment or the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. So is there any discussion on this agenda? Okay. We will move to item three, reports. Item A, discuss shooting area proposed for closing and resource management plan.
Mr. Chair, I received a phone call from Lee Kirk with the BLM working on the resource management plan. You know all the...
Yeah, we know them.
alternatives that they have. And at some point, I don't know if I discussed it with them, had to be, about the, I don't know how they knew. The shooting area up there. That a house had been hit, or there was a couple of bullet holes in a house. So.
What are we talking about? What house?
Slate Fott's house.
So the old gravel pit.
Yep.
That's the place we're talking about.
It's not well, there's the gravel pit, though. It's on the main road. It is behind them. It's to the east on the Limekiln Road.
But there's a road that goes...
But that's all saying closed off, though, right? Now? Is that the
same
spot?
We had them close it off.
We had the county close it off.
Yeah.
So what this is about, the BLM wants to put it in their regional management plan. I'm opposed to that.
As an off...
Which house was hit?
Slade's or Elwood's.
Elwood's was hit twice.
The issue I have with that, the BLM closing it, that's just putting a foot in the door for them to come and close more and more and more.
I got a call from Elise. Elise talked to him. She was meeting with them, and they said, doesn't matter to them, whatever we want. It's an offer they can. If we don't want it in there, they said it doesn't make any difference to them.
Yeah, let's say we don't put it in there because we've already closed it through the county.
Yeah.
And if we want to open it, we could. If they put an R&P, we're done.
So they're fine with that. We said they're fine. Just tell them what they want, what you want, and they're good either way. It doesn't make any difference to
them. Just leave it alone and leave the R&P alone, too.
I want you to vote on it, though, as a board, if you don't
mind.
Okay.
But we leave it as it is. That's what we need the motion to say.
That we don't have the BLM put it in their RMP.
As closed.
Correct. Okay. You got a motion? Want me to make it?
Yeah.
I can make a motion.
You're making it.
Okay. I make the motion that we do not have the BLM
designate
the shooting area that's been closed by the community in their resource management plan.
I second.
Okay, so moved and seconded that we do not have the BLM include the shooting area proposed for closing in the resource management plan. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Passes unanimously. Boundary line adjustments. I do not see a Joe Bowler here.
You don't, Mr. Chair, but I thought Bonnie called me a little excited. She thought he was going to have 30 people here, and I said, there's no point in having 30 people here. It was premature to put it on there. I met with the surveyor again. You know Jimmy Martley. He's been up here. He sat up here with me and talked to you about these boundary line adjustments. And so he's tasked Joe, who's tasked Bonnie, to come up with, I think he's got 30 APNs that he wants us to research. Now, I'll tell you, I gave Jimmy one, and it's about a sweet couple on Paiute that there's like this Pac-Man. Their property's here, and then there's this kind of property over it, and the original owners gave them the top half, but they never deeded it, they never titled it. So when the people lost the bottom half, they really lost it all because they'd never deeded the top to him. It's irrelevant. I ended up working with them over their septic tank and where the leach field was. But the street that takes them to their home is not a street. It's a piece of property owned by a person.
Paiute.
Is it back up there on the hill?
Elwood it's not
street.
A street.
It's on Elwood. Okay.
It's not a street.
Going up towards Elwood.
It's not a public right of way. It's a piece of property that's owned by somebody. And those are the type of things I think that Joe was looking at.
I don't think so.
Well, I gave that to Jimmy. I'm telling you, you see our stack of stuff? Just on that strip of street, that's what he brought. Deeds and documents.
Who did? Joe?
Jimmy Marlett. Jimmy, the county surveyor. So I'm afraid of giving Jimmy 30 parcels, but that's what he asked for. So what do you think?
What's
the discussion?
I got a presentation, an email from him with the properties.
Yes, the PowerPoint that I could not open any.
But there's some private properties in there as well, correct?
What it is like all of them on their private properties, they're just screwed up. Weird lines out of place, lines through houses, you know, just stuff that's just weird. You know, why it ever happened, I don't know. And that's what he's trying to straighten out is.
Okay, can I tell you something?
Yep.
So your commissioner has property in Utah, same exact thing. Okay, they bought, let's say, this room, and there's their house right there. Well, somebody from somewhere came, bought another piece of property three houses down, and they looked it up, and
it overlapped.
This line looks weird. Well, the boundary line, the, I don't know who, the beginning of time, it literally comes over here, and now, without tearing down a portion of the house, they're going to have to buy. So it's, be careful what you wish for, and I'm not telling you that because I want it to be not legal, or I want it to not be right, and I don't want to do the work, it's got nothing to do with it. But squiggly lines or things that aren't affecting property, not property, structures, I'm curious, what's a squiggly line versus a straight line? Why is that bothering someone?
Well, Bunkerville is all pretty much screwed up, like you're talking about.
Yeah, not all of it, but
a good portion.
For instance, Glebe, Waite,
yeah,
Galindo, or Alejo, so whoever the owner is right there. Well, Waite says it's right down the middle of Glebe's driveway. I'm sorry, that's Galindo's. And then Waite says over here, over the Galindo's. So it's all jumbled there.
Well, my street's
the same
way.
So that needs to be straightened out.
What my street does, it does, I occupy what I own, you know, what my deed says, but it's like this. It's a 13-foot discrepancy. And it goes bang, 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 all the way down the street. And everybody's just fine with that until you get to the end.
Right.
Then somebody loses somebody 13
sure.
feet.
But understand, and I know you're all really smart, you open that can,
the 13
somebody's
feet's
not going to be happy.
The 13 feet's got to be addressed.
And chances are a lot of folks aren't going to be happy if you have to start moving.
Well, this was addressed several years ago, probably 20-some years ago.
Yeah, right. I thought so.
The community got together. Jim Owens from over in Mesquite came over. He looked at it. And granted, it was a long time ago. And he said, you know what? He said, I think that we can fix Bunkerville because it's all messed up. And it was going to cost us like about $500 a lot. He was going to go in and do a new subdivision map. And amend for the entire town. Amend it, resubmit it, and put it back to where people were occupying. There's old fence lines in there, and he said, you know what, when you go push come to shove to this, if you occupy it and there's an old fence line there, there ain't a judge in the world that isn't going to say, well, that's yours. But what happened, somebody had a wall. He said, I'm not moving my wall.
That's what I was just
going to
say.
And the whole thing died.
Sure.
And so that's the issue.
Who thinks that's not going to happen again? Anybody?
Well, I don't know that. I don't, you know, Joe contacted me probably a year ago, wanted me to be on this committee with him, and I didn't understand what was all going on until I found out that he has several properties in there as well. And he disclosed that in our first meeting. He said, I want you to know that I have properties here.
Personal, sure.
And so at that point in time, I kind of backed off. I said, you know what?
Take care of your stuff.
Fix your problem yourself. Why should the taxpayers in Bunkerville go along and fix individuals' properties unless they're going to fix everybody's property?
Well, I think that's probably Joe's point to be, and I don't know, but that's probably his point is, mine's not the only one that's messed up. There's X, you know, there's this many, 30, whatever the number
is. There's a lot more than that, Bunkerville.
No, there's more than that. I asked... 30 was just the number Jimmy asked for. It's about as much as he can eat. And I agree with you both, but outside of my county position, just as a person, I will tell you, I think it's problems. You're looking to fix something that might not be broken, even though the lines may not be perfect. I still have a grave concern with doing a blanket. Now,
so what happens when someone new comes in, buys that piece of property?
Well, that's going to be the problem is when
you deal with it.
Or
well, when they do a title search. They're going to find out that there's a discrepancy.
Yeah.
And then somebody... But
and then you're going to get your money or your loan.
And the whole street could end up affected.
The problem still exists, but inevitably, no matter where you go on every block, somebody's going to lose. And unless everybody on that block, you know, agrees to go in and to
give up,
pay them, you know, say, you know what, you lost 13 feet of your lot. We need to compensate you. And so everybody on the street gets scared and says, okay, it's worth $5,000. Just 10 of us here. We'll all put in $500, you know, whatever that amount is.
Sure.
And we'll buy that so that they lose it, but all of our properties are fixed.
Right. Okay. And that would be great in a perfect world. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's true.
And then now, so two questions. Why is it so bad? What is it that happened
there
here?
There's two or three different surveys. There's two or three different points up here that they used to pull. And surveyors that came to town that didn't know that there was a couple different points would pull off of different points. And that's how I think it got messed up. But like Levitt, what was his name?
That owns everything?
No.
Wendell?
Wendell. Wendell knew where it was, and he knew how to do it. But others that came in, you know, this is the story I've been told.
Sure.
I haven't physically been there to see it.
Wendell knew.
But there's just different... Well, put it this way. Wendell told me.
No, he probably is the one who knew.
Because there were some different points there, and depending on where you pulled off, it would made a difference.
Absolutely.
And so that's why I think the lines
but
are where the lines
no
are.
But at no point during the evolution of Bunkerville did somebody say, wait, hang on a second, there's three different markers there.
Yeah.
I mean, no one...
Unfortunately,
still going
people
on?
That live in Bunkerville have a tendency sometimes to be a little hard-headed.
Oh, excellent. So you want to fix all the boundary lines.
And so... And so that thing, that problem creeps in once in a while.
Sure.
But for the rest of Bunkerville, it's only concerning one person. So it's really not our problem.
Okay.
So that's how we deal with
it. Well, all right. Well, and you may or may not want to make a motion tonight. I don't know if it's fair to Joe because he's not here. That
well, I think we need to wait and bring Joe back and let him present his presentation so we at least know.
Yeah, he sent it to all of us and I couldn't open it.
Thank you. Neither could I. So.
Me neither.
I'd open it right up.
You got the
goods. I get one.
You didn't get the emails. We don't air it.
I get one every now and then from somebody to do with Bunkerville Town Board stuff, and it won't open up at the school.
You know, one of the issues I found out, too, is people didn't start noticing until the county put it on the maps online. And then you start seeing.
Oh, when you can look at
then
it.
Then you start being able to see where the line actually
the
is. Because
somebody says, wow, I can pick up 10 feet.
They never realized until.
We looked at it when we were looking at the.
Trail.
The irrigation out there in the guy's
garage
is in the corner of it. The second point is that the BLM prior to 2014 had done a survey out here and just prior to releasing it is when everything happened out.
Releasing
there.
What?
Their survey that they did.
Did they actually do it? Because we were promised that for years.
I've heard
years
it was done.
Years and
And so Marilyn is on their butt right now
to
release it, that we need to see it, and especially in regard to what we're talking about with this here right now. So that may or may not help.
Well, they probably don't own our houses now. They claim all the dirt. You got to do a swimming pool, that dirt belongs to them.
Mineral rights.
True story.
Yeah. Tom wanted to charge them for having to move it every time we had a rainstorm.
Yeah, no kidding. Too bad we didn't get that done.
All right, so is that it for boundaries? Does anyone
have any more discussion for that?
No.
Okay. We will town board member reports. I don't have nothing.
I don't have any reports.
I heard there was a county big ordinance about 500 feet from the street shooting. You got any updates on that?
Yes and no. It was a discussion that had to do with, was it Good Springs or?
I don't know. I just kind of heard about it.
And Maryland is very, you know what, if you want to do that in your district, you make sure it stays in your district and you don't do it countywide. That's
so that's not something that's passed or anything.
No, and it has to do with down at the very south end of the Las Vegas Strip, there's a road that you take to go to somewhere in Susan Brager's district, and they were shooting area or something.
Target shooting?
I can't speak on it. They were shooting.
As long as it's not here, that doesn't matter.
And that was the first thing, and I want to say this must have gone back, the initial conversation started when Tom was still in office because he said, I couldn't kill a coyote on my property then because he lived at one time on Moapa Valley Boulevard, which is a state road. Because they talked about ways to make it state versus the county or whatever, but it doesn't, it wouldn't fly up here. Keep if you hear something, make sure you tell me, but I'll check on Monday with Brager's office and see where that's gone. Okay. They tried to do it with the peacocks at Wayne Newton's place. They wanted, they're feral. They're feral peacocks because At one time there were so many and nobody kept them in and people were moving. And we have a lady that has peacocks in our district, and they're loose, and the people that live around there like them. She has the, they're not albino, they're pure white, but they don't have the pink eyes. They're not albino, they're white peacocks, which kind of defeats the purpose, right, of a peacock? Yeah. But the people like them, and they don't want the pen.
Like turkey.
And and Marilyn wanted to make sure that whatever you're doing on Wayne Newton's place in your district stays there, and not to make it a county-wide ordinance that we're going to put peacocks in a pen. So
why would they cherry pick that stuff? It's going to be confusing.
And they also really weird at his place. Through attrition, you can't replace the animals. And I think that they've gone through so much to get the approval that they weren't even ready to fight it at that point. But that's... Then at one point, you're gone. Then there's no more. So, and you know, I'm fighting my animal stuff in Overton, too. But it's okay.
I would still like to see the thing, what are they called, the pollards? The ballers?
Oh, the ballers. You know what?
I would love to see that on the agenda sometime.
I know you would.
Discuss it and vote on it.
And I have it written on a post-it note on the folder that's on my desk at Overton. And Public Works did tell me something, and I've got to get him to put it in writing in an email so that I can share it with everybody.
What did they say?
I don't remember. It was a conversation that I had before. You know how long ago it was. It's been... Did we talk about it in January when we were here?
Well, we talked about talking about
it. What are they now?
About all we talked about is they said something about
those bridges.
We've never had a request like that before.
Are they 3 feet,
maybe?
I just don't see. I don't see what they're accomplishing.
Yeah, other than the danger.
Other than the potential danger.
Right.
Which there again, you know, that goes back to I wish we could get a streetlight replaced by Jerry Lynn Bunnell's house.
How long has it been out?
Well, I've been on the board now for over a year and been asking to get it replaced ever since, and it hasn't been replaced yet.
What's the address on that one?
That's
probably a Tobler version.
It's around 600.
Tell me there's virgin. More than one. I mean, if there is only one, then we will send somebody up to do one light. But
that's the only one I know of.
Well, when we leave here,
and that's
we're
one of
cruise
the
around
spots.
Through town, because now is the time of day to find them.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Because we've had them come up before in the evening.
Yep.
Come up and just go through town and just find everything and fix it and be done instead of coming up and doing one. And,
yeah.
You know, because it could be a photo cell, it could be a bulb. Who knows?
And there's no possibility that the man who lives where the light is out likes the light being out.
That I don't know. I never.
Is that a possibility? Because I have never gotten a call other than we've talked about it at the board.
Yeah. Well, most people. You can see how many people are here.
I do.
That's about how much interest it draws.
And he's only here because he has to be.
Yeah, he's just here for a grade.
I saw him turn a page, so he's got a full page of stuff. So he's good as done.
We're still going.
He's still right.
For the recorder.
I do know that. Last time we talked about it, mine got changed, and it was only out a week, not even that.
I know that I really hollered at them about Moapa Valley, because what you just said, this older couple told me it had been a year. They remembered it was her birthday or his birthday, and they'd remembered last year at that same time they had been asking about this light, and I really was not kind to Public Works.
I just don't understand why my safety is important. While I'm on the trail, so important, they put up a light every 20 feet.
Yeah.
But as soon as I come into town, then my safety doesn't matter.
Well, let me tell you what happened, Boyd. They were threatened with a lawsuit. It was amazing how fast they coughed up with $800,000 to fix those lights.
It's crossed my mind to threaten somebody with a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something I've never threatened before, but it's like, I don't understand why my safety doesn't matter.
Don't forget, though, for every yin, there's a yang. And the dark sky ordinance that they have in Arizona, we throw that term around up here in Overton and Logandale. And a lot of folks don't ride.
I understand.
I don't know why. I mean, if they wanted to put one in front of my house, there's not one. But if they wanted to put one, that would be fine. Because I figure the worst thing that would do is make my house more lit up so somebody would be less apt to try to break in.
Well, I like the one at my house.
I don't understand why. I mean, if there was one in front of my house, I'd probably be less apt to turn my front porch light on, and I'd save myself some electricity. Because I wouldn't need my front porch on, you know, wouldn't need to light the place up.
Well, when we start putting street lights
but on. But I know.
I wouldn't want one by my house.
Well, you're out there in the dark.
Brian, tell me again, it's cross streets that used to...
Tobler and Virgin is probably the closest cross.
It's going to be between Tobler and Canal,
Virgin,
probably.
When you, when you come into the main turn to come into town on Virgin, you come into town, there's a 25 mile an hour speed limit right there. And it's right next to that speed limit sign.
On the same side of the road?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. It's like within 15 or 20 feet of it. It's right next to it.
We'll have to send it tomorrow. But hopefully they'll do it in
Canal. It'll be between Tobler. It's on Virgin Street. Between Tobler and Canal.
Between Canal and Tolbert.
And then you may drive around, and if you see something else, you'll let me know in the next day.
It's the one right next to the 25 mile an hour speed limit sign. Right. And there's other places that are a little dark, but that one's the worst, and that one actually has a light that's not working.
Right.
The other places don't have lights, so I realize that's a whole nother ballgame. Uh-huh.
Okay, we got beat down to death. Okay, do we have a liaison report?
It's easier to beat it to death than beat it to get it accomplished around here,
though. I had some notes in your folder regarding the election. So
what election?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
They didn't have to put...
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that should be on in the minutes officially. The Vern Pollock is in...
There won't be an election. There'll just be...
There appointments.
There won't be on the ballot because there's no need.
Yeah. So I expect 4 applications.
I don't have to turn in an application, but I get to do other paperwork.
What?
They don't have.
Why do we have to apply? Just show up to point.
Do those that are appointed still have to do the same paperwork?
It's an
No, my question is the paperwork that I have to do because I'm elected.